Hebrews 11, verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Most gracious and eternal Father, Lord God, we acknowledge your supremacy. There is no one like you, Lord God, and we cannot do anything apart from you. So as we come before you, O Lord Jesus, Almighty God, we ask that, Lord God, you renew our faith. I pray, Lord Jesus, where we have doubt, where we have wavered, Lord God, that you will help us, Lord God, to be steadfast, to be immovable, Lord God, and to be determined in our hearts, O God, to follow you, Lord. We pray, God, that you will lead us, God, by your righteous right hand. Father, Lord God, your word also states, Lord Jesus, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Then, Lord, we pray, O God, that you will help us, Lord Jesus, to be more, O God, in tune with your word, in tune with your truth. That, Lord God, we will walk this journey of life, O God, in obedience to you, Lord. So, Father, I pray, God, that you will silence, Almighty God, every voice of the enemy, Lord Jesus. Father God, may their plans come to naught. I pray, Almighty God, that faith will arise, O God, over this land, over our church, over our people, Lord Jesus. I pray, Almighty God, that, Lord God, you will lead us, Lord Jesus, into green pastures, because you are our great shepherd. Lord God, your word reminds us, Lord God, that even faith as a mustard seed, that's what you required, Lord. And Father God, many a times, Lord Jesus, we waver, Lord God. Many a times, Lord, we doubt. But Lord God, we know that, Lord Jesus, our hope is built on nothing less, Lord Jesus, than your precious blood and righteousness, Father, Lord God. We know that by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, you are able to do the work in us and through us, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that as we journey through this day-to-day life, that, Lord Jesus, your faith, Lord God, will be manifested, will be demonstrated, Almighty God, in and through us. And I pray, Lord, that you will lead us now, O Lord Jesus. I pray that faith will arise in every heart, Lord God. Father, I pray, Almighty God, that every heart will be spread, Lord God, like a table before you, Lord Jesus, for you to feed, O God. So even now, Lord, as you renew our faith, Lord Jesus, we pray that you will help us to walk in obedience to you, to trust you, O God, no matter what. Lord, we look to you now by faith, O God, and we ask, Lord Jesus, that as you renew our faith, O God Almighty, you will place a fresh anointing over us, O God. We pray, Lord Jesus, that we will hear your voice, that your voice will be clear, Lord Jesus. We pray that your word will be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We pray, O God, that as we hear you, Lord Jesus, then, Lord God, you will give us, Almighty God, the courage and the strength to obey. Help us to be willing, Almighty God, to move, O Lord Jesus, when, Lord Jesus, you speak. Lord, we give you all the glory right now, Lord God, for doing such. And we tell you thanks, O Lord God. We bless your holy name, Lord, because you are worthy to be praised. And we thank you, Lord, that you're a God that we can rely on for all that we need. And so right now we entrust ourselves into your care, O God. Believe that you have already done it for us. And Lord, we give you all the glory, all the honor that is due unto your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.